A report released today by the World Wildlife Fund in Canada finds the capacity for oil spill response in the Beaufort Sea is woefully inadequate, even as Canadian regulators consider relaxing safety standards for offshore exploration. The World Wildlife Fund ran 22 separate models looking at how different spill scenarios would impact wildlife and habitat in the Beaufort Sea, drawing on industry development proposals and environmental data. Though conducted in Canada, the research affects Alaska as well.
I think that the report is very applicable because, again, it shows that oil spills don't stop at a boundary.
Margaret Williams is the managing director of World Wildlife Fund's Arctic program in the U.S. She says the report demonstrates that subsistence users in Alaska's coastal areas would be hurt if contaminants leaked into the Beaufort's marine mammal habitat.
Almost all of the scenarios show oil moving in a westerly direction from the Canadian Beaufort Sea into the Alaskan Beaufort Sea. We share so many species. We share a common concern about the food they provide to people living on the Beaufort Sea shore.
The report comes as Canada's National Energy Board is about to conclude a public comment period over a proposal to ease its standards for oil spill contingencies in offshore operations.